Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean, oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO 1312.
Yeah.
Hospital Gossip with In Rain from their album Not Tragedy. Well, hello everybody, welcome to Syrup Moose Radio. I am the great Sticky Moose, and this is another episode, episode 113. Holy, I am recording this on May 31st, so this will be the first episode in June, out on the 2nd. So I hope your the first day of June is treating you well. All right, well, we're going to talk about AI data centers again today, because apparently in my rage and frustration a couple of weeks ago talking about this, I missed that there is a proposed AI data center up in my neck of the woods, specifically down in over in Terrace, BC. So we're going to talk about that and why it should absolutely, unequivocally not happen. We got enough problems. We don't need that shit. Yeah. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Who knows if we're going to get to anything else? We probably will. I'm going to release a new Megafauna song this episode. So this will be where you hear it first. So I hope you'll check it out. My self-titled album comes out in September. I'm very excited about it. And if you want to hear it early and maybe review it, let me know. SyrupMooseRecords@gmail.com. Yeah, all right, we're going to get into it. But first, I got one here from Dollbreaker, some experimental kind of horrorcore hip-hop, I guess. This is called Yeah, Stroke My Ego, It's Fragile. And we're going to check that out. And then we're going to come on back and talk about this Skeena AI center.
Did you...
In 10 years, if I don't make it, better blow this shit up. Walking outfitted with new rocks, all chewy denim and a team sesh zip up. Off the Addy, got boy, get head, ended up writing raps, so I was getting my dick sucked. Trying to get a text back, but I'm only on IG to sell shit and post my fit up. Curbs off a fed, call that shit breaking the ice. I heard your favorite been talking to minors and smoking up spice. Scamming his fans, a piece of advice. He's better off dead, don't even think twice. I'll fill him with lead, I'll send him the price. The blood that he shed is looking so nice. Gonna kill myself in 10 years. Better blow this shit. Walking outfitted with new rocks on, chewy denim and a team set zip up. Our daddy got four, get head, ended up right with raps, lies, get my dick sucked. Trying to get a text back, but I'm only on IG to sell shit, post my fit up.
It hurts.
Drop a new snippet, I move like a comedy max, they say it's my best work. Checking my phone in the VIP section, I'm really just checking my network. Her body's so luscious and beautiful, ocean, I'm thinking of jumping in head first. They hyping me up in my IG comments, they dropping that gem alert. Gonna kill myself in 10 years.
This is real sore
better
music.
Better blow this shit up. Walking outfitted with new rocks on, chewy denim and a team set zip up. Off the Addy, got four, get head, ended up writing rap spots, getting my dick sucked. Trying to get a text back, but I'm only on IG to sell shit, post my fit up.
Yeah, Stroke My Ego, It's Fragile by Dollbreaker. This is Syrup Moose Radio, and we're going to talk right now about the proposed AI data center in Terrace, BC. It should not be a surprise to anyone listening that this is a bad idea, that I think this is a bad idea, a deeply bad idea. So we're going to go with the Terrace Standard report from May 27th. Written by Rod Link, and then I'm going to get into a bit more about this data center and about why I hate them just on principle. So that's what we're doing first. So let's read this piece from Rod Link at the Terrace Standard. Vancouver-based entrepreneur wants to build a data center in Terrace, continues his search for financing to raise money for the project. Christopher Chong said that while the search for financing for a project continues, he's focused on gathering elements together that make the prospect of a data center feasible. The power and connectivity network have to be in step with each other, said Chong. He envisions a complex providing 300 megawatts of power to companies who would lease the space within shells, housing their own servers to connect to internet access points. It's a similar subdivision a developer who, it's similar to a subdivision developer who provides the infrastructure such as power and water for building contractors. So far, the work is estimated as an estimated price tag of, boom, $1.8 billion with a B dollars, a figure that includes a network of partners and suppliers whose contributions would be counted as investment capital. Power would come from what Chong calls, quote, behind the fence, meaning that his Skeena data center would develop its own source, such as natural gas-powered turbines, independent of the provincial grid. But there would also be a connection to the power grid to guarantee the center would have stable, dependable power supply. As for connecting to the internet, he says that the challenge is that there is only one primary provider in the Northwest, and that is TELUS. He's hoping there's room for the federal government's expansion into artificial intelligence as both a means of processing data and ensuring data sovereignty. Is there a way for the federal government, the AI funding, to look at something that is not TELUS, more of an independent network running down the coast by fiber and in some ways dedicated to the region, not to an individual company, he says. So far, he's added that the federal government is occupied in reviewing a multitude of proposals. He's indicated a preference for space at the Skeena Industrial Development Park, a City of Terrace Kitsilis First Nation venture, or a property close to that location. He's also attracted to the service and supply sector built up for Terrace in the area through construction of the first phase of the LNG liquefied natural gas facility. There's a community there of people skilled and experienced. He's also been talking to the City of Terrace and the Kitsilis First Nations about offering equity in the project. It's not a one-time benefit, it's for the duration. If it's there for 15 to 20 years, then the residual profitability and revenues and so on goes to the communities, he says. There would be no cost to this form of equity, although, Chong said, as investors come on, it would be diluted. Local social media critics might be seizing on... Here we go. Local social media response has not been kind to the project, raising criticisms ranging from the amount of water needed to cool data centers' infrastructure to who would provide capital. Chong says that social media critics might be seizing on a data center project proposals in the southern U.S., where the extremely hot climates require a large amount of water. The Northwest would be different because of its cooler climate, he says. Water would be reused in a closed loop, underground, cooling, or other methods. Using just more water and what we call evaporated cooling is just lazy and greedy, he says. He also says that a data center would not be using the river, but instead the City of Terrace's water from wells that it owns adjacent to the industrial park. So he gets your water as well. That would fit in with the city's long-term wish to provide water to the location. So far, however, the city has nowhere near the estimated $35 million it would take to construct a water system. If this project is going forward, $35 million to bring water would be something that we could support, Chong said. He also addresses a search for capital for the project, something that took him to Korea earlier this year as a member of a large federal government trade delegation. The fact is, for Canada and BC, we're going to need to bring in foreign capital. Mark Carney says that we have a capital problem in Canada, and I'm able to bring in capital, technology, and equipment for places like Korea. He is also cautioning people to wait until the proposal has been firmed up before getting too worked up about it. Even before a proposal, we have to get to the point, is this feasible, he said. So that is the piece from the Terrace Standard, again, written by Rod Link. Now, Christopher Chong, I'm going to do my best not to go at him directly, but I think that he is full of shit. In the same way that I think all of the AI brokers are. They are trying to sell a product. And he's talking about the it's cooler climate up here, so we won't need as much water. The climate is only part of the issue. The servers themselves get hot and need to be cooled because of the machinery inside of them is moving, right? Like, it's not just about how hot or cold it is in a place that requires that use. And we're talking here too, he's saying we won't use the water from the river, which is positive, but they'll use water from the City of Terrace. so that it pulls from the people of the city of Terrace. And look, I am never going to support an AI data center. I think it is a massive waste of money. This price tag here, having $1.8 billion on it, is insane. I think that we have so many things that we could do, that Mr. Chong could do, to serve the northern communities, and building a server farm is not one of them. And that's, I think, the thing that gets me the most, is this is such a waste when we have so many issues here that kind of money could be better suited for. And maybe he should look into trying to finance more meaningful things instead of a way to make money callously and do damage to the environment at the same time. That is not going to work for me. And, you know, he's asking people not to get worked up in advance. I think we absolutely have to get worked up in advance, because these things now, with the, you know, public interest, whatever projects that Carney is doing, things are just going to start happening. So we cannot afford to wait around until they start happening to decide if they're good or bad. We know that these places are bad for the environment. They are, that AI is theft and trash. And those two things combined mean we need to just not. Like, all of my arguments here are going to be exactly the same as they are about the three down in Vancouver. This is not a good thing. And I've also gone to Skeena Data Center's website, and every picture on it is AI generated. Every single one. It's embarrassing. There's a picture of Mr. Chong and a crowd full of definitely fake people smiling, looking up at the sun, I guess. It's embarrassing. And I would not be surprised if most of the site is written by AI as well. Also, looking at the picture, it says here, the platform Skeena provides an integrated campus designed for private owner operated data centers, and it's like 12 buildings scattered throughout. So it's a, you know, the plan is huge and unbelievable, unbelievably wasteful. They also want to power it in its own sort of power supply. Again, could you not just invest in infrastructure and improving the conditions that we have up in the north? And this guy's coming from Vancouver. So he sees LNG up here and he sees money. That's it. He doesn't actually have an interest in doing anything positive for the north. They're going to talk about job creation, and they're going to talk about data sovereignty and whatever. I don't believe them for a second. And even if there are jobs created, those jobs will be temporary. They will be construction jobs. The jobs inside and managing will be presumably by the private companies who own the servers, not by him. And so think about that as well. We're gonna listen to a song, and we're gonna come back and talk about a bit more of that. So this is Anthony Rinaldi with Velocities, and we'll be back after this.
Wheel of Fortune turns, round and round it goes. Whoa, ho, ho, and it stops right here.
It was during the winter time, and it was at night, of course. And we were going for like a car crash, motorcycle versus man. And I think it was like the motorcycles that blew a red light and wound up just T-boning a camper van that was full force and like just about went through the van. Motorcycle.
motorcyclist had his sister riding on the back of his bike, and he wound up in DSA. She had like a head injury. When we were packaging her up, we took the helmet off, and then she had a huge laceration across her lower leg, so she had like 2 mouths actually, you know. Yeah, I think she wound up with a serious significant head injury. I think you wound up like code 5 at the scene.
Yeah. Summer's coming, so I'm sure a motorcycle accident's on the way. Unfortunately, yeah. But
they're always quite memorable because like, it's the motorcycles themselves that are the crash zone. There is no protection with that. Even though they have all that riding gear and like the helmets and all that, they're still like a missile that if you hit something solid, you're done.
Yeah, the patient was driving along, the tire came over the median and hit the driver's side, and then she veered to the left and got stuck under another tractor trailer, and the mechanism led to her death. There's brain matter all over the front seat, and whether it was the tire that did it or whether it was the impact that did it, there were two separate mechanisms that would have done the same thing. And you can't help but feel in situations like that. I think it was just their day. There was no way around that. If she escaped the first one, they would have got caught by the second one. But it really was wrong place, wrong time. A couple seconds difference or a couple feet of difference. The outcome would have been completely different. And nothing probably would have missed everybody and just made for a spooky YouTube video.
First ride out as an ambulance student, and very first time that I've ever seen like a BSA person. It was probably third or fourth call in on this shift, and wound up like having a 19-year-old attending a bush party. He was crushed between two parked vehicles.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was like massive trauma to like both of his legs, and he was on the ground, and the boss of the service was working as part of the shifts, and he basically declared him like BSA. I remember doing CPR on this kid, and to this day,
yeah.
I remember the blue eyes that the kid had.
Chief! Look out!
Anthony Rinaldi with Velocities. This is Sirmus Radio. We're talking about the proposed Terrace AI data center. So I wanted to touch on one of the things here that he says, which is current load build out capacity is 300 megawatts. Now that is the amount of power that the AI center would be capable of putting out. Right, so which means it is the amount of power that the AI center would be capable of using from its quote unquote self-generated grid, and one of the proposals there is that it would be a natural gas grid, which means it would be burning gas, right? So I thought, let's find out how much. Let's talk about megawatts. What does that mean? Because I think it's kind of one of those things that doesn't necessarily mean anything to people, because it doesn't really mean anything to me either. Like, I don't really consider it that much. So let's talk about it. So I did a little bit of Googling, and I'm sure that there are people out there who maybe will know better than me, and maybe I'm going to get some of this stuff wrong, but Let's talk about it anyway. All right. So for folks to for some clarity, first of all, a megawatt is a unit of power equal to 1 million watts. Straightforward. So that's that. It's a million watts. So one of the examples here that I found is how many solar panels does it need? Does it take to produce one single megawatt of power? And it says here approximately 3,000 to 4,000 solar panels to make a megawatt. So this is now proposing to be 300 megawatts. Now, I don't want to, I mean, so what we're talking about then is 1 megawatt could power between 150 and 1,000 homes simultaneously, again, according to doing some Googling here. A typical home by itself uses kilowatt hours, not megawatts, because it's so much energy. According to this quick Google here, 37,000 to 45,000 homes could be powered by 45 megawatts. And we're talking about 300 coming from one place that will be possibly burning natural gas, and also burning your water, right? Like, it's so either way, either it attaches itself to the terrace power grid and uses that much electricity or that much energy, or it creates its own and has to and burns essentially the equivalent to the natural gas required to heat a small town. Right? Like, do you see the issues here? I mean, look, I've got the thing here. It's a AI overview from Google. Obviously, I don't necessarily put a lot of credence in that, but it says 300 megawatts is enough to power 300,000 to 900,000 average households, or to support heavy infrastructure like an industrial mine, a utility-scale battery, or, there it is, major data center. And that links here to a piece from the government about the clean electricity snapshot here from Canada.ca. So, look, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable amount of energy. It really is. And one way or another, it is going to create problems. And like I've said, either it saps off of the terrace power grid, or it creates its own power grid and is just one more thing. And for what? For storage? For the storage of data of private companies and, I guess, AI generation and language, like learning models? So what is the benefit of that? And I know that there are people online have been unhappy about it. So maybe I am preaching to the choir a little bit and I don't need to worry about it as much. But